Well, welcome to another Neil's Minutes. This one's probably going to be a little different. The Lord has been having me on John chapter 15. I think I've read it 15 times, it seems like. Each time he takes me through it, I see something different. And this morning when I was thinking about him and was sitting together with him, he reminded me that we need to go to John 15 because that's where we're at. So I'm going to read it. I would suggest you read it in the Amplified or the Passion translations as an addition to whatever your usual text is. The classic Amplified and the Passion gives some interesting definitions. I may stop time to time and give a strong definition of a word. Here we go. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. The word abide. Stay in relationship. Continue, dwell, abide, remain, tarry, endure. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they, the workers, gather them and throw them in the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. It's interesting, he doesn't say that whatever you ask, he's going to give you. He says, if you abide in me, you will ask. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done. Why? Because if you're really abiding in this word, you're going to be asking things that the Father's concerned with and not for your personal gain. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Sounds to me like if you want to call yourself a disciple, you have to bear fruit. As the Father loved me, I have also loved you, and abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you. So, commandments are more than just what we read in the Scripture. They're the voice of God speaking to us, and they, in a sense, command us because we're in this relationship. There is a desire to please God. So that desire to please God causes us to obey the things he says for us. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. God's love is always naturally supernatural. You cannot have God's love and his presence without it being supernatural. Not spectacular a lot of times, but supernatural. There's always an element in his love that we cannot do without him. Greater love has no one than this, that to lay down his life for his friends. He's telling you here what it is to be mature in love, and that's to have it about your friends and not you. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. It's not just that he chose us. He chose us to go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Again, there seems to be a real stipulation here about God answering your prayers if you're obedient to the desire of his heart. If you're remaining in his love, you have to give yourself up for others. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. Been talking a lot about God placing us in the midst of adversity to bring his presence. In the church, out of the church, there is this place that God wants us to go and live. And it's in opposition in many senses to being liked, being somebody special. Jesus gave up his specialness and took on the form of a servant and came and brought us to the Father's presence and back into relationship. Servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. If there is no truth, there can be no sin. If there is no sin, there is no truth. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among you the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled which is written in the law. They hated me without a just cause. But when the Helper comes... The Helper is a baptism of the Holy Spirit, not just the Spirit in us, but the Spirit on us, fullness. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from you, from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Interesting word. There's a lot in it. I'm going to go through it in the Amplified, maybe. It seems to me that God is, he wants to bless us. He wants us to be a blessing, but we keep getting in the road because we're still about us. When we gather together, we want it to be a party, an euphoric event, and have all of these good words spoken to us that show us how great we are. When we don't see that in the scriptures, we don't see God elevating people. We don't see him speaking glorious, great, and awesome things over people. He told Paul through Ananias, he says, you need to go to Saul and tell him what things he must suffer for the sake of the gospel or for my sake, and to heal him. So there was, in the midst of the calling on Paul, there was a healing that took place, but there was also a word that was given him that showed him that you're going to suffer. There's going to be suffering. There's going to be adversity in your life if you're really walking with the Lord. So, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, and takes away. He cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit, to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teachings I have discussed with you. Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in, being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. This is really talking about intimacy. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. If you live in me, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you, continue to live in your hearts, you will ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Again, this is conditions to having your prayers and asking whatever you want. If you're abiding in him, you're going to be about the Father's will and not your own desires or your own life. When you bear or produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of mine. Now there's a verse. When you bear and produce much fruit, you prove yourselves to be true followers of mine. Wow. That's one we'll probably avoid putting on the door of the refrigerator. I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Abide in my love. Continue in his love with me. If you keep my commands, if you continue to obey my instructions, you will abide in my love and live on in it, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and live on in his love. I have told you these things, that my joy and delight may be in you, and that your joy and goodness and gladness may be of full measure and complete and overflowing. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. No one has greater love, no one has shown stronger affection than to lay down give up his own life for his friends. There you go. That's Christianity. You are my friends if you keep on doing the things which I command you to do. If you keep on doing the things which I command you. I do not call you servants, slaves, any longer, for the servant does not know what the master is doing, working out. But I have called you my friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. I have revealed to you everything that I have learned from him. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed you, have planted you, that you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain and abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, he may give you. Here we go again, same thing. This is what I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world would treat you with affection and would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, no longer one with it, but I have chosen, selected you out of the world hates and detests you. Remember that I told you, as a servant is not greater than his master, is not superior to him. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word and obeyed my teachings, they would also keep and obey yours. but they will do all this to you, inflict all this suffering, sounds like adversity, because of your bearing my name and on my account, for they do not know or understand the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. They would be blameless. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me also hates my Father. If I had not accomplished among them the works no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But the fact is, now they have both seen these works and have hated both me and my Father. But this is so that the word written in their law might be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby comes, whom I will send, I think he's really talking about Holy Spirit, huh? Whom I will send from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who comes, proceeds from the Father, he will testify regarding me. But you also will testify and be my witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. There you have it. Blessings. Love you all. Pray that we would really come to understanding what Christianity is really all about.